Yeah, then the Mishnah says, Hasfanim, people that were sailors, the worker on the boats, is achas l'shisha chadoshim. They have to be home once in 6 months. Divir Rebbe Lezer. This is Rebbe Lezer Shita in our Mishnah. Omar Rav Bruno, Omar Rav, halachik Rebbe Lezer. We take a pasuk like Rebbe Lezer, these are the times that you have to be home with your wife. Omar Rav Adam Rav, Omar Rav, zu divir Rebbe Lezer. Shinel, there's only what Rebbe Lezer Shita is. Avu chachomim loimriv, chachomim say different. That our Talmidim, people that are learning in Kailol, is Yoitzin Talmud Torah based with Gimel Shonim Shleibushus. They have a right to leave home, even without permission from their wife, for 2 or 3 years to learn. Not only 30 days, but even 2 or 3 years. And Omar Rava Rava says that Somchu Rabbonin Ad Ravada Barava, the Rabbonin was Saimach on Ravada Barava, the Avda Yuvdavu Nashayu, and they did like this, that they left their wife more than 30 days. So Rashi says, "When nefshayim means with their own nefesh means we'll soon see ma'isim that sometimes things went wrong and they were mace, they were nifted because of this." First thing more says the ma'isik he heard the Rav Ruchumi have a shchia kaimi the Rav in Mechuzah. He was learning Torah by his Rebbe Rav in Mechuzah. Have a regular used to have a yosel leveisik kol maliyam at the kippura. Mashma used to stay in the yeshiva a whole year and come home once a year on every erev Yom Kippur. So Yom Echad, it happened once Erev Yom Kippur, the Mashkech Tei Shemaita, he got engaged in learning, and he forgot himself, he forgot to come home. Heavy Masachia de Beisua, his wife was waiting for him to come, and she kept on saying, Hash Dosi, she was waiting, maybe he's coming. And Lo Yosef, at the end he didn't come. So Cholish Daita, she felt very bad, and Och his Dimosam Yena, her tears started to drip. Heavy Yosef Bigra, so the Maisa was the husband, Rav Ruchumi was sitting on top of the roof. Avchis Igra Mituse said the roof caved in, but Nachnavsh and he died. So Reb Chaim Shem Levis talks about this. Lechura, what does his wife gain this way? Now these did all together. His wife was crying, how come he didn't come home? And now Lechura the Yonish, the punishment is that he's going to die, so he'll never come home. It's worse. So Reb Chaim used to say the Pshat here wasn't really a Mida Kenegan Mida. The Pshat is that that's a Metzias. Like if somebody puts his hands in fire, it just has to burn. Here also, the fact he caused his wife to cry, the tzaddikus here, she had tears, she felt so bad, when she starts to cry with tears, that's a metzias, like putting yourself into fire, that an oinish had to come. Right, then the Gemara says, oinosh talmidei chachomim emes. How often does a Talmud Chacham have to be with his wife? He says, a Talmud Chacham doesn't go away from home, doesn't learn far away. He learns in the yeshiva, in the town. How often does he have to be with his wife? Omer Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Mi'erev Shabbos, Li'erev Shabbos. It's once a week. Every Friday night, he's supposed to be with his wife. He's providing she's Torah. Asher Piryo Yitim Vitar, the fruit is given at the right time. Omer Rav Yehuda, Vitema Rav Huna, Vitema Rav Nachman, Ziha Meshamesh Mitosoi, Mi'erev Shabbos, Li'erev Shabbos. He lives with his wife once a week, every Friday night, Erev Shabbos, Li'erev Shabbos. Yehuda Berei de Rav Chia, Chosne de Rav Yanei. He was the son-in-law of Rav Yanai. Heavy Ozel v'yosel v'rav. He went to sin, learned Torah in yeshiva. V'chol be'shim she'er v'yosel v'yosel. Every Erev Shabbos used to come home, but he mekayim the mitzvahs oino every Friday night. V'chiyer v'yosel, when he came home, heavy kochozi kamei amudu denura. There was mamash a beam of fire of light in front of him. Al shechina that was in front of him. Yom Echad, that happened once Friday, Mishchach Tei Shemaita, he was engaged in learning, and he forgot himself, he forgot to come home. Kivon D'Loichoz, when they didn't come home, Kivon D'Loichoz, who Simna, when they didn't see the Simna, the light in the room, like, Omalu, Rabbi Yanei, so Shver said, Kofa Mitosai, let's turn over our beds. In other words, he was nifted already. Shemolo Yehuda came, if not my son-in-law Yehuda would be alive, Loibit Loinosa, he wouldn't have not come home, like, to Mevat the Mitzvah, but not to be with his wife. Gemara says, "Heavy kishgogah sheyetz mifnei hashalat." Even though he didn't mean to give this curse, but like it's a mistake that came out of the mouth of the shalt of the ruler, v'noch nafshei, and he died. But since he said this, lemais, even though you give a klal, even though you didn't mean it, still the words, the dibur has power to do things. Just like the Gemara says, "Al ti brocha hedyit kal b'necha." Somebody gives you brocha, don't take it like nothing. It means something. Every person has a power, a koich of speech. Speech does things. Here also, klolo. Even though he didn't mean to give it, still the mice, he says such a thing like that, that's called like an ayin hara, and therefore he was mace. Right, another mice was Rebbe Yasek Le Lebrei, by Rav Chiya. Rabbi was marrying off his son by to the daughter of Rav Chiya. When it came the time to write the ksuba, noch nafshed Ravisa, she died, the kala died. His Amar Rebbe said, chas v'sholom psulika, like chas v'sholom ashma, there's something wrong with the shidduch. That's why she died, so my son shouldn't get married to her. So he said, yasiva v'ayni b'mishpachas, let's sit down, let's check out his mishpachas. So it came out like this, that Rebbe Asi Mishpatia ben Avitol. Rebbe came from the Mishpacha, Mishpatia ben Avitol. Rashi said that was a Mishpacha from David HaMelech. For Rebbe Chiya Asi Mishamayachi David. She only came from the brother of David. In other words, she wasn't from a Mishpacha of Malchus. Therefore, it wasn't fitting that a Mishpacha of Malchus married to a Mishpacha not of Malchus. So also then Rebbe went. He married off his son to the mishpacha, to the daughter of Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Is postulei treisa sari shonin lemeza bevei rav. So they paskunleis that first before they get married, he should sit and learn now for 12 years in kailu in yeshiva, and then they'll have the nesuyin. What happened was a chalfi kamei. So the kala walked in front of Rabbi's son. Omalu, so the son said nevi shishonin. He saw, like he said, nothing doing. I don't want to wait 12 years. I'll only wait 6 years. Achafu kameh. So Vaisa Teshver was smart. He made his daughter go in front of him a second time. Omalu, now he said, Ichnis, let's have the Nusuyin right now. V'od Ezel, and then I'll go and learn Torah for 12 years. So Mor says, Hevi komachsav miyavu. He's pashut afraid of his father. Embarrassed from his father. Omalu, so Rebbe told his son, Bini, das koinach yesh b'cho. Don't be embarrassed. You have like the das of Hashem. That Mikor Ksiv, before it says by Hashem Ksiv, to the aim of the Sitaimboy. Like Hashem had Kavanah to first build the base of Mikdash to Shekhinah when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Well, if Seifer, at the end, what happened was Ksiv, it says, V'yosali Mikdash v'shechanti b'soichem. At the end, Hashem couldn't wait so long, they told them to make the base of Mikdash, like they made the Mishkan in the Midbar itself. So also Hashem changed his mind to make the Shekhinah come down faster. But also Yosef Tati Sarishoni, Rebbe's son, went to learn for 12 years. Bevei Rav in Yeshiva. Adi Yosef, when he came back home, Miakrid Vesu, his wife was Nakora, she couldn't have children. Is Amar Rebbe said, Hechi Navid, what should I do? Nigrusho, should I give her get? Yoimru, they'll say, Ani Yezu Lashov Shimra, like my poor wife, she waited 12 years for nothing. Nintzeva Itzusachriti, should I marry another lady? Yoimru, people will say, Zu Ishtar, the second one is my real wife. Bezuzunos, and the first one was only my zayin that I live with only. It's not nice. So boyu lo rachme v'yisusis. So he's mispalo to Hashem, terech tefila, that she became well and she was able to have children. By another ma'isa was Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi. Rabbi Kozel of Rav. He was also going to the yeshiva. Bishiloi hiludu the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Mashmi came home to be by the chasna of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and at the end of the chasna, he left to go back to the yeshiva. Omalei, so the Chosn Hashem ben Yochai said to him, Yaakovly, wait for me, Adi Yosef Adoch, I want to go with you also. So Rashi says, like, as soon as I finish my Shevet Brachas, I'm also going to go to the Yeshiva. But Lo Yaakovly, Rabbi Chanina didn't wait. Is Ozli went, Yosef Trey, sorry, Shani B'Vei Rav, he sat and learned in Yeshiva for 12 years. Adi Yosef, by the time he came home, Ishtani Shvil Demos, his whole city changed. For Lo Yodel Amez Leves, he didn't know how to go home anymore, he didn't recognize his house. Is also Yosef Agudu in Nahara. So what he did was he sat down by the bank of the river. Shomli heard Lehi Ravisa to this young girl, to have Korale Bas Chachinoi. Bas Chachinoi. People called the daughter of Chachinoi. Moli Kuloscha, fill up your pitcher, Vesaw, and go. So Vesaw Nate, let us go. Omar, so Rabbi Chanina said, Shemamin, Nahar Ravisa Didan, Mashma, this is my daughter. So also Basri followed her. Have a Yasivna Vesu, when he came home, he saw his wife, Konola Kimcha. She was sifting flour. Dalani, she picked up her eyes. Chazisa, she saw her husband. She was shocked like. She didn't expect to see him after 12 years. His Savaliba, Porcha Rucha, she come out, got a heart attack. She fainted. His Omelophonus, Rabbi Chanoi said, Ribbonu Shel Olam, Ani Yezu, my poor wife, Zeus Chora, is this a reward for waiting that I learned for 12 years? His boy Rachim Yelov Achaya, so he was mispalol, and she became well. Rabbi Chama Babisna also Yosef Trey Sarishan of Medrasha. Rabbi Chama Babisna also went to learn for 12 years, left his house. He also, when he came back, Omri said, Lo Yavik the Yavid Ben Chachinoi. I'm not going to do like Chachinoi did to scare his wife, but rather I'm going to give notice that I'm home to prepare her.
is Ayel Yosef in Midrash. He went to the base of Medrash. Shalach Leveis, he sent word home that I'm here. In the meantime, also Raboishi Abrei, his son Raboishi came to the base of Medrash, and he didn't know it was his son. Yosef Kamei sat by him, he was asking him questions and learning. He saw, he knew how to learn very good. His cholish daita, so Rabbi Chomi felt very bad. Omer, he said, if I would have been here, heavily zarek, like I would have learned with my son so good, I also would have had such a son like this. And he didn't realize it was his son. Is oil levesa, when he went home, is all bray, his son came in, is kom kamei, so he stood up for his son. Again, he didn't realize yet it was a son. Who suffer? He thought, Rabbi Chama thought that Lamishalei Shemaita Tokaboy. He came to ask him in learning. Omrele de Beisu, so his wife said to him, Miyika Abba de Krem Kamibro? Does a father stand up for a son? In other words, this is your own son. Koryele Rabbi Bachama, so Rabbi Bachama spelled so good, and he said like this, Hachut Tamashulash Lavim Heri Yenatek. Then we have three generations of Vita Midrachomim, it won't stop anymore the learning from their Mishpachis. Zera Beishia Benoish Rabbi Chama Babisna. That the three generations now of learning Torah, he felt so good. Now the famous Meister, Rabbi Akiva Reya, Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd, the Ben Kalba Savua, by Ben Kalba Savua. Rabbi Chazi Sebrate, so Ben Kalba Savua, daughter Sua, Rabbi Tznia Miley, she saw that Rabbi Akiva, even though he was a big Amoritz, but he had tremendously good midas, he was a Tznua, modest person. Omrullah, she said to him, Imikachalacha, if I get married to you, Ozlas of Arab, would you go learn Torah? When you go to Yeshiva, Omalein, he answered back, yes. Ezekish Levitzina. So she got married to Rabbi Akiva privately, Fishadrisa, and she sent them away to learn in the Yeshiva. Shama Avua, so then Bashahua Kalba found out about this, is Afka Mibesi, threw his daughter out of his house. And Adria Nominichsa, he made a nedish, he can't have any enjoyment from his Nechosim. Is also Yosef Tresa Rishonu Beirav. Rabbi Akiva went and learned 12 years in Yeshiva. Kiyosu, when he came home, Aisi Bade Tresori Afi Tamidi. He steigd so much that he had now 12,000 Tamidim with him. His Shoma, he heard, Lihu Sabah de Kamalo. Master Akiva came home, and before he went into his house to say hello to his wife, he heard the way an old lady was talking to his wife inside. And the old lady was telling to his wife, Ad Kamo Komadaberis Almonachayim. How long are you going to stay in Almon alive? In other words, like how much longer is it going to be until your husband is going to come home? What's going on here? Where is he already? That's what this old lady was saying. They're saying to her. So, Omrullah, Rabbi Akiva's wife, answered back and said, if you would listen to me, he would go learn another 12 years. I don't mind. So, Omar, Rabbi Akiva said, Vishuska Vidna, I see I have permission for my wife. His horda also the Yosef Tresor Rishon Yachrini. He went back to the Yeshiva and learned another 12 years, but they rav in Yeshiva. Kiyosi, now at the end of 24 years, Aisi Badei Esrim V'yav Alfi Tamidi. He had with him 24,000 Tamidim. And the famous kasher is, how come Rabbi Akiva didn't even go into his wife when he was home to say hello to her, give her Shalom Aleichem at least? Masha from the Gemara didn't even go inside to say hello, he just went right back. So the Chayim Shalavah says, from near the Pshat is, that there's an Indian to learn without a hefsik, not to make any breaks. If he would have went in, it would have been called 212 years. Now that he didn't go in, it's called he went to learn straight. For 24 years, there's a different mila. There's a mila of doing things without a hefsek, without a break. So the kids, he came back now after 24 years with 24,000 tamidim. Is Shama de Beisua, so his wife heard about it. Have she wanted to go out to see him. Is Omale Shibawasa, her neighbors told her, Shili Mani Lavush, borrow some nice clothing, V'yichsef, and dress nicely to go see your husband. Omalu, she answered back, Yodei et tzadik nefesh b'emta, no, a tzadik knows nefesh b'emta means, I'll look the way I am, I don't have any money now, I'm poor, let my tzadik, let my husband see me the way I am. He knows me. Kimot lagabe, when she went to see him, nofel alape, she fell on her face, komanashko lelakarya, she kissed his feet, hevikomadach v'loa shmaya, so the tamidim around were throwing her away, what do you mean, he come kiss Rabbi Akiva's foot? Is Omalu, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Shavkua, leave her alone. Shaliva shalachem shalohu. My learning and your learning is because of her. Like, leave her alone. It's Soschus. Shama avua the Yosef Gavaraba. So now Ben Savua, the father-in-law, heard that a great person, Rabbi Akiva, was coming. He didn't know yet it was his son-in-law. But he heard a great person was coming. Lamosa to the city. Ezomer, he said to himself, Ezel Agabe, let me go to him. Eshel Meifa Nidre. Like he had now Rachmonas on his wife, on his daughter, he didn't feed her for 24 years. Maybe I'll be matter my neder, I'll be able to give her something. Ezos Lagabe, so he went in front of Rabbi Kiva Omalei. So Rabbi Kiva said to him, Daita the Gav Rabbi Minadarta, did you make a neder that your wife can't have any enjoyment if you would have known that her husband will be a great person? Omalei, he said back, I feel a perik echad. No. If I would know that the husband could even learn one parak, I wouldn't have made a neder. The filo aloch achas, even one halacha. His mashmur, Rabbi Kiva, was his shepherd, did not even know one halacha. He was 40 years old then, he did not even know one halacha. So, Omalei, so Rabbi Kiva sold to his father-in-law, Anohu, I'm him, I'm your daughter's wife. Is Nofolape, so Ben Shavua fell on his face, Vanashki Akar, Yosa kissed his foot. And he gave away half of his property, half of his money to Rabbi Kiva and to his daughter. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva of the lay le Ben Azai Hochi. Rabbi Kiva's daughter acted the same way with her husband, with Ben Azai. Finally, I'm interested in what people say, Rechila Bosa Rechila. A kid goes after a kid. Ozla Kiyuvda, Aima Kach Uvda Brata. The same way a mother does, that's what a daughter does. That a daughter takes after a mother. But this is the mice of Rabbi Kiva's wife, who had then by the daughter, the same thing happened also. So there's also mice of going away to learn, arise, they let her go away to learn Torah. Even though here there's less mice, Rabbi Kiva was Brishus, here the wife gave him permission to go learn. Agav Rebbe talks about, you see, there's never a time limit to give up, not to learn, no matter how old you are. Here Rabbi Kiva was 40 years old, he didn't even know one halacha. Still he went to learn, and he was shtaigdois to be Rabbi Kiva. He was a tzenu though. Midas toivis he had though. Vayter Rabbi Yosef Breider Rava Shadre Avua Levei Rav Lekaimit Rabbi Yosef. That Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, was sent by his father to learn in the yeshiva in front of Rabbi Yosef, and poskle shishoni they passed him then like after the chasn you have to go for 6 years and learn first. Kievit loshoni when it ended the 3 years. Moti Mali Yom Kippur came Erev Yom Kippur. Omri said like this: Ezel v'yeschazin alinshe beisin. I'm away already 3 years. I can't take it anymore. Let me go home and see my mishpacha. Ishama Avuos, his father heard that he's coming home after 3 years. Ishaka Moni took out his clothing. Monach it was something to fight his son with, but he took out his tools. V'nofel Yapi went to him. Omalei. Zoynoscha and his character, like, what are you doing home? You remember your Zoyna, you have to come home to live with your wife? We made up, you'll sit and learn for 6 years. Ika the army, some say, Omle, he told him, Yoynoscha and his character, did you remember your dove? Your Yoyna, same thing, like, what are you doing coming home? Is Itrud. So they were fighting over this, Shiloh, if you should come home or not. So the Gemara says, Mar Ifsik, Loy Mar Ifsik, Loy Mar Ifsik. This was Erev Yom Kippur. So usually on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah teeth. And before the Tainas is the midst of the Sudas and Mafsekis. So this year, neither of them had a Sudas and Mafsekis. They're both Oisek and arguing the whole time. They both did not have the Sudas and Mafsekis. So at the Mishnah. Hamoredes al Baila. In the case where Isha is rebelling against the husband. We'll soon see why. Is Poichsalo Miksubosa. The husband has the right to take away from Miksuba, deduct the money from Miksuba, Shiva Dinyu Mishabis. Every week, 7 dinar he takes off the ksuba. You have Yuduwaina Shiva Tafikin. Even a bigger sum. 7 Tafikin he has a right to take off the ksuba. Now, Admosayu Poiches, till how long does he have a right to take away deduct from the ksuba? Like not to give her a get, but just to hold out? Ad Kenegir Ksubasa. Until it ends up all the money of the ksuba, then he has to give her a get. Rabbi Yossi says, Le'olamu Poiches Verlech No. He continues deducting even after the ksuba. Ad shem tipol lo yirusha mokamacha goy v'menu. Even the case, let's say she has yirusha, she has nadunya, he has a right to pay her up, to deduct even from the nadunya, even for the money she's in yashin from her father later on also. They continue living together, just he deducts every week 7 dinarin from even that. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein hamarid alishta, the same thing if a husband rebels against his wife. Is Moisifin Aksubosa, he has to add on to Aksuba. Shlesha Dinyan B'Shabbos, only 3 Dinyan a week. Mashma, when a man rebels against his wife, it's not so bad. Here he only has to give 3 Dinyan. But when the wife rebels against the husband, that's worse. there he has the right to deduct 7 dinar in a week. He has to add on 3 tafrikin every week. If he's rebelling against his wife, he has to add on. Now the Gemara says, Meredis Mimai. From what's the case of Meredis here, what are they rebelling one against the other? Is Rafunu Rama Mitashm Shamita. Means that she's saying she doesn't want to live with him anymore. She doesn't want to have Tashmish with him. So therefore, every week that she's a Meredis, he has a right to take off from Aksuba 7 dinrin. Rabbi Yasi Rabbi Chanina Rama Mimlocha. It means from the work, she has a shibbut to work for her husband, so if she stops working for him every week, he takes off 7 dinrin. So now the Gemara wants to prove it. Tanan, we learned, V'chein ha-moirid al-ishtoi, if a man rebels against his wife, the same halacha applies, that he has to add on to Aksuba 3 dinrin every week. So bishloim l'mandi yama mitashmish l'chai. If the shayla, when she is rebelling against him, means she doesn't want to live with him, so it's very good. It could be just the opposite. He does not want to live with her. Elo l'mandi yama mimlocha, but the one that says that she's rebelling, she doesn't want to do her work towards her husband, Fred Gemar mi meshubed lo. Is the husband meshubed to work for his wife? So what do I care if he rebels? He doesn't want to work for her. He doesn't have a chiv to work for her. So Mora says, yes, we're talking about bi'aymer, when the husband says, ein izon v'yein mafarnas. The husband says, I don't want to support you. If he says he doesn't want to support you, that the husband has a chiv to support his wife. True, he doesn't have to work for her, but he has to support her, give him a mazonis. For the Gemara, could that be the case? I have Omer Rav. Rav says, "Oimer ein izan, v'yein mafarnas, yoytziv yitin ksuba." If a husband tells his wife, "I'm not going to support you," he has to give her ksuba right away, give her a get right away. And now Mishnah's mashma doesn't have to give a get right away, but rather we wait. We just have to add on to a ksuba every week, 3 dinarin. So Mor says, "V'lav lamluchi bay boy." True, the halacha is if the husband says he doesn't want to support her, he has to give her a get. But there's time in between that we have to check it out to see what's causing it. La'amluchi bay means we have to check out the case. So those weeks that we're checking out the case to see what's going wrong, then the husband has to add on, the Mishnah says, every week, 3 dinim. So Kopon, we don't have a proof yet. What does Meredis mean in our Mishnah? Does it mean she doesn't want to live with him? Or does it mean she doesn't want to do her work for him? Meisver, bring your eye of Akasha. It says, Achas le'aruso nesuyin. There's no difference whether she's narusa, just erusin, or nesuyin, she had nesuyin. V'yafilu nida, even if she's a nida. V'yafilu chel, even if she's sick. V'yafilu shmeres yovim. Even when she's a shmeres yovim, also you can have the loch of our Mishnah, she could be a meredis. So in parentheses we have, some say not to be gersa, we have the gersa, bishleim l'man diyam mimlocha shaper. It's very good that she just says she doesn't want to work for her husband. That's what she's saying no to. She's being rebelling for the Gemara Nida Vas Tashmasi. What does it mean she's rebelling? She's a Nida. She can't live with her anyway. Oh, Moloch, yes. No, that's not a kasha. There's a big difference whether somebody has, again, some bread in his basket. He knows like he could live with his wife. Or she's a Meredith. She's saying she doesn't want to live with him. If she says she doesn't want to, that's worse. Then you have a right to take off from Maksuba 7 dinarin each week. So therefore, there's no proof from here. Now, we have the girsas like this. If you want to say she's rebelling, that she doesn't want to have Tashmish, that's why it says that she's sick. And even though she's sick, but still Tashmish she could have, and if she's being Meredith, she doesn't want to have Tashmish, that's called a good Meredith. But if you want to tell me her Meredith, she's rebelling, means she doesn't want to do her work. So tomorrow, Chayla Bas Malachi, what do you mean she's me Meredis? If she's sick, she can't work anyway. So what do you mean she's rebelling? So Mora says like this, Ela true mitashmish kuli amale pligadeva Meredis. When she rebels against the husband, she doesn't want to live with the husband, she doesn't want to have tashmish with him, that for sure applies the din of the Mishnah, she's a Meredis, that we take off from Maksuva 7 dinarin each week. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes here, mimlocha? When she's rebelling and she doesn't want to do work for him, is that also called a meredis or not? That masava mimlocha have a meredis. One says that's not called rebelling, that's not so important doing the work or not. For that you don't have a right to take off from a ksuba. Or masava, one holds yes, mimlocha nami have a meredis. even from work, it's also called a meredis. If she says she doesn't want to do any work, she's also called a meredis. We'll take off from a malach, we'll take off from a ksuba, 7 dinarim each week. All right, we'll stop here.